Welcome to the Data Universe podcast, where we talk with leaders at the forefront of data and AI about the latest innovations and trends transforming tomorrow. Some of these names you'll know, others you won't yet, but they'll all be connecting the dots across this swiftly evolving space, inspiring you to think big and go deep, uncovering insights to create your brighter future. My name is Adam Burns, technology journalist and contributing editor to Data Universe, and this is the future of data and AI explored and explained. And in this podcast, I'm talking with Adrian Estala, Vice President and Field Chief Data Officer with Starburst, the future of data lake analytics. Adrian, hello.
Hello.
Now, you were a Chief Data Officer at Shell, co-wrote Data Mesh for Dummies, you host Starburst TV. You've been a leader in this fast-moving sector for a long time. So tell us, what's happening? What's going on in your space?
That's exciting, right? I think anyone that works in the data space, I tell people I waited my whole career for this moment, and hopefully we can ride it out, so to speak, with fun. There's a lot going on, right? From a Starburst perspective, we talk to customers. What's exciting right now is our position in the marketplace, right? And so our customers appreciate, from a price and performance perspective, we're unbeatable, right? We're the best in the market, period. And so I love to be able to walk into complex challenges where customers are in the middle of trying to figure out how to get all that data, and maybe they've been moving the data, and then us coming in offering them a complementary solution to say, hold on a second, maybe we can do something better with that lake, maybe we can do something better with that federation, maybe we can offer data products as a new way to offer that data set to your consumers. And so for us, I love where we are right now. I feel like it's the right time and the right place, and that's why people would say, why would you leave a big company to join a startup? This is why. This, to be exactly right here right now, is why.
Yeah, exactly. And Data Universe, obviously, we're talking about data, we're talking about AI. How do you power AI?
Yeah, you know, it's a great question. And I think that's the right way to ask the question. Because I think if you walk into a conference, everyone's got AI on their banner. And I, as a curious CDO, you walk around and you ask, what do you do for AI? How do you, you know, support AI? What do you do for delivering data to AI? And that last part is what we do. We bring data to AI teams. Some of the problems or some of the challenges we work on are with AI teams where in the past, they knew the questions, they knew the data. And maybe that data had been moved into a warehouse and that data had been structured very specifically for a simple AI predictive analytics algorithm, for example. And that worked really well for a long time. But today, with as fast as AI is moving and all the different AI options and the LLM options and the more advanced machine learning options, we don't always know the question, and we certainly don't always know where the data is. And so we don't have the time to wait to move data around. We don't have time to wait to migrate data into some structured environment. What we need and what a lot of the AI teams are asking us for and where we come in to help is we will come in and say, hey, let's access that data in the lake where it is today, because that's really what you want. You want that data on the lake if you're an AI and data scientist. If it's not in a lake, let's see if we can federate to it. Or if it's in a different cloud, let's see if we can connect them. And if it's on-prem, that's okay. We can still access it. And so I think the ability and the flexibility to access that data in a lake or where it sits, it's really what we do. It's the power that we bring to the marketplace to say, let's get started. And let's get started today. You don't have to wait months or weeks to get that data migrated somewhere else.
And I guess there must be, there's a speed advantage there as well.
Oh, yeah. You know, 2 years ago, one of the customers I was talking to said, hey, they were talking about a competitor. And they said, you're 2 months faster. I said, 2 months faster. I said, I like that. What does that mean? You know, so I know we talk about, query speed or analytics speed. We're talking about seconds, 2 months. What they were talking about is the moment that a business says, I need this, and how long it actually takes for you to come back to the business and say, here it is. And oftentimes on the IT side, it takes us a lot of work to build a project team. It takes us a lot of work to work with compliance teams that were moving data. It takes a lot of work to test that and so forth. And so when you can access that data via a simpler method, right, go right to the lake or go right to the source, all of a sudden it doesn't take 2 months, right? Maybe it takes a couple of days. And if the data is already queried in the past or cached somewhere, maybe it takes a couple of minutes, right? And so the ability to give that business team the data they want very quickly is really the key. It's the time to delivery, the total time to insight. That's the time that matters.
And does it make a difference? And this is an assumption, so please correct me if I'm wrong. But does it make a difference that the language in which you can query these days? Because I'm assuming a lot of leaders of businesses will have been leads of business for a while and would have been leads of business before data was quite where it is today. And maybe you have to go down to a team to get the team to ask the query, to get the data back, et cetera, which is that whole kind of lag time. It's very slow. But as well as being quicker to access the data, is it now easier to query the data?
Yeah, it's getting easier, right? I think we're trying to get to a point, and I love that you brought that up, because self-service, consumer focus really is the key, right? I think right now for a lot of organizations, we're still trying to figure out a way to get the IT teams to get data faster. We're figuring out ways to get the data scientists to get to that data faster. And that's fantastic. That's what I've been talking about. But if we can find a way to actually get the business teams to do that faster, that's the game changer, right? That's what we're really trying to get to, is I want business teams. I work with some customers where through a natural language prompt, the business team can go in there and say, energy company, show me the 20 deepest wells. Boom, right? You get an answer, right? You know, and they'll ask much more complicated questions than that I'll not share over a live audio, but the ability for a business person to ask a natural language question via a query and then get natural language English, have that converted to a query and then have that basically placed against a data product. You're not asking a question against data you don't know. You're asking a question against a curated data product. I know what's in that data product. I put that data there, maybe I'm the data engineer, maybe I'm the CDO. I know exactly what they're interrogating, and maybe it's the big data set, but I know what's there, I can trust it, I know the quality of it. And when the business starts to interrogate that, they get answers. Something powerful happens when you can ask iterative questions. What about this? What about this? What about this? And as you get new answers, immediately you're on to the next question. We've never been able to do that with data from a business perspective. You ask a question, IT says, give me some time, I'll go figure it out. And by the time they come back with the answer, sometimes we forgot why we asked the question. When you allow a business team the ability to iterate and say, well, hold on a second, what if I do it this way? What if I ask it this way? And that's the power, I think, is when you put data in front of a business team and you allow them to interrogate it at their own speed and allow them to come up with new questions in their own minds, that's when I think the real business magic happens.
Yeah, it's a real creativity and an innovation enabler, isn't it? So talk to me about Data Nova.
Yeah, Data Nova. So Data Nova is an event that we've been hosting at Starburst for a number of years. It's I think it's a perfect balance of thought leadership and then proven experiments. And let me explain that the proven experiments part. Thought leadership, we have fantastic thought leaders that come. It's great to hear about the new ideas, what's coming. It's within the also context of Starburst, but also to be fair, we also bring some bigger minds, right, to talk about different things, even bigger than Starburst. And so we want to make that attractive to our audience. That second part, that proven experience, that's what's fascinating to me. I love walking into a new customer or sitting down with a CTO and imagining the art of a possible. And so a big whiteboard and it's empty and you're starting to really solve a problem. And so what if we move this and what if we shift that and what if we rethink the way that we do this? And you start to kind of create a design on a whiteboard. And over time, that design becomes reality, from design to a project to execution. All of a sudden, you've got something that's working. And maybe it's a year later, maybe it's 6 months later, when that is actually working, that's something to celebrate. And so what we love to do is to bring our customers into the sessions, and they walk other customers, they walk targets, they walk whoever wants to attend, right? We're all welcome. They walk them that design. I think that's what's the most fascinating part. It's not just because we want to talk about, here's what Starburst did. Obviously, we want to brag about that. But to be fair, and having been on both sides, what's most valuable to me is where you fit in. Show me the ecosystem. Show me the other parts that Starburst worked with. Show me how you made the other parts better. Show me how the people side and the process side came together. And so when you can talk about the complete solution, I think that's the most valuable part. You're beyond that technology layer. You're kind of into the actual solution layer. And I think this is what's different about some of the sessions that we offer.
Fantastic. I think thank you. I mean, you touched on this, on what I want to ask you next a little bit anyway, but let's go some deeper if we can. What or who is inspiring you now and why?
Yeah, I'm a problem solver. I'm always inspired by the hard projects. When I was a project manager earlier in my career, I always got given the failed projects, and my job was to fix them. And so that was exciting. So I'm always inspired by the impossible. I'll skip those. That's a long conversation. What also inspires me right now is what we're doing, and I mentioned it a second ago, is what we're doing with consumers. It's inspiring to see somebody who has never written a query very quickly figure out how to start to use data products. And initially, they might say, hey, well, you know, let me bring an engineer in here. Can you write this query? And I want to get that data. And as I said earlier, some of them might be using natural language. But what's fascinating to me and what's inspiring to me is to see the totally non-technical people, right? The total MBAs, I don't know anything about a query, to watch how quickly they're picking this up. It's amazing, right? They're moving very quickly from, I used to put this into a chart in a dashboard, to now just very quickly going from new answers to new questions to decisions, right? And there may still be using dashboards. I'm not saying that's going away, but what I'm saying is this is almost, the insight is almost faster than a dashboard. So before, I used to build a dashboard and that would be shared and then somebody makes a decision if we're lucky. And now they're clicking in. Well, hold on a second. What is that chart really telling me? What is that bar really telling me? What is that line really showing me? And if it doesn't show them what they want, they're building something different or thinking of a different way to articulate it. That's inspiring. It's when you're looking and watching somebody pick up the technology that you're building, the solutions that you're delivering, and they're putting it to work in ways and areas that you couldn't even imagine, right? I always say, if you want to run fast, you give the business the keys. And that's inspiring to watch business teams really push forward with the data.
Yeah, you say, I mean, it is a super exciting space. But look, in fact, again, on that topic, there's so much going on right now in generative AI and analytics and lakes and clouds, LLPs, leadership. But if this was a literal universe, not a figurative one, what planet in the data universe should we explore first?
Yeah, that's a good question. Look, the engineer in me would say, imagine the furthest point that we can see, and I want to go a light year further, right? That's where I want to go. That's what I want to explore. And I think at conferences like this, I love being able to sit around with some really bright people and just steal their ideas, right? What are you doing? What are you doing? And learn from them. And that's the best part about these conferences is you walk away with so many new ideas, and you stretch or expand what you thought was possible. And then you go back to work, and then you log into email, and then you're faced with the realities that you're facing. And so I think the truth is, as much as I'd like to explore galaxies further than I can imagine, I have to kind of work where my feet are grounded, so to speak. And I think that we have to explore this planet. I like the analogy because it's giving me an idea now. I'm thinking maybe I can use this in my future talk tracks. But what's most important right now is not trying to today, right? Our business teams want solutions tomorrow. We have to work with what we have today. It's really working with if your current ecosystem is your planet, it's making that work for you, right? How do I take the planet that I'm on today and how do I make it work for me, right? I think that's the most important part. Yeah, we can imagine about what we could do, what we will do, but we can't wait for it. And so as much as I love to explore the future, go light years ahead, so to speak, in terms of space, the reality is I have to work with what I have. This is the planet I'm on, this is where my feet are, and this is what I have to deliver with. Yeah, so it's probably most important.
Fantastic answer. Adrian, thank you very much indeed.
Awesome. Thank you, Adam.
Thank you to Adrian Istala from Starburst. For more insights from an exciting, evolving, and frequently unfamiliar future, check out the other podcasts in this series or subscribe to the Data Universe Weekly Insights newsletter or join us all at Data Universe, where data heroes like you go to grow.